One of my first reviews as a new jazz pianist opening at the Hickory House in 1952 was by Leonard Feather in Downbeat. Marion McPartland has three strikes against her. She's English, white, and a woman. Somehow, this seemed like an accolade. It made me realize that I was doing something unusual and special. But more than 20 years later, thanks to what's been happening to women in jazz, I look at my role much differently. I don't feel I have any strikes against me. In fact, life for me is really a ball. Of course, the joy and feeling of freedom in playing jazz might never have materialized were it not for the many accomplishments of women in the jazz field who inspired me. Mary Lou Williams, Hazel Scott, Lil Hardin Armstrong, and Cleo Brown, to name a few. These were my heroines. I heard them on records long before I ever dreamed of coming to the United States. Lil Hardin with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. What fabulous music. And what a dynamic force this woman was all her life to Louis and to other people she worked with and taught. From Hazel Scott, I got my first introduction to an exciting way of swinging the classics by listening to her jazz arrangements of Chopin waltzes. I heard Mary Lou Williams with the Andy Kirk Band, and then with various small groups of her own. She had a strong percussive touch, and whatever she played swung as she produced exciting rhythmic figures and patterns. And as for the somewhat lesser-known Cleo Brown, who Dave Brubeck once told me was one of his biggest influences, she impressed me with her powerful, rumbling, swinging attack, colored by full, dark chords.